This is the NOCN ESOL International Proficient Level C2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Hello. I haven't seen you in ages. How's it going? 2. I really miss living at home. Do you get on well with your family? 3. How do you feel about that? I really value your opinion. 4. Can you speak up, please? I cannot hear well without my hearing aids. 5. On a usual weekday, I work from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. 6. We are just about to go to the bowling alley. Would you like to join us? 7. She's just arrived. There was a lot of traffic on the motorway, which delayed her by an hour. 8. Have you finished that report yet? I need it for tomorrow's board meeting. 9. I wouldn't do that if I were you. It might not be safe. 10. We are very excited to announce that we are expecting a baby.
Now listen to the sentences again.
One. Hello. I haven't seen you in ages. How's it going? Two. I really miss living at home. Do you get on well with your family? Three. How do you feel about that? I really value your opinion. Four. Can you speak up, please? I cannot hear well without my hearing aids. Five. On a usual weekday, I work from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Six. We are just about to go to the bowling alley. Would you like to join us? 7. She's just arrived. There was a lot of traffic on the motorway, which delayed her by an hour. 8. Have you finished that report yet? I need it for tomorrow's board meeting. 9. I wouldn't do that if I were you. It might not be safe. 10. We are very excited to announce that we are expecting a baby.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers.
You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hey, Lindsay. Have you been to that new bistro in town that opened last week? I was thinking about going there tomorrow for lunch with my mother and sister.
Yes, Susan, I have. I went with some friends the day after it opened. We were very excited to try it out and had heard good things about the food. It looked lovely from the outside with all of the sparkling lights and the beautiful hand-painted sign above the door.
Oh yes, I know what you mean. It does look inviting. What did you think of it?
Susan, you would not believe the evening we had. To say it was disappointing is an understatement. I won't be going back in a hurry.
Oh really? Why's that?
Well, first of all, the service was pretty poor. We had to wait over 40 minutes for our table. The waitress didn't seem to know what she was doing, and she even tried to serve us the wrong meals at one point. I felt sorry for the waiters and waitresses, as it was chaos in there with people being pushed and shoved onto tables. There didn't seem to be a booking system at all.
That must have been embarrassing to watch.
Everything was so slow. We were waiting for almost an hour for our first course to arrive. If it hadn't been for the company I was with, I would have left.
That doesn't sound very good for a new restaurant.
And that's not all. I'd ordered a steak cooked medium rare. When it finally arrived, it was just raw and cold in the middle. There was no way I could eat it like that, so I asked them to take it back to the kitchen. The waitress returned with the same steak, and the chef had burnt it to a crisp. Needless to say, we didn't leave a tip.
That's a shame. Well, thanks for the heads up. I think I'll avoid going to the restaurant then.
I think that's a good idea. Why don't you try the new Japanese restaurant on Main Street instead? The fish is always fresh and the service is far better than at the bistro.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hey, Lindsay, have you been to that new bistro in town that opened last week? I was thinking about going there tomorrow for lunch with my mother and sister.
Yes, Susan, I have. I went with some friends the day after it opened. We were very excited to try it out and had heard good things about the food. It looked lovely from the outside with all of the sparkling lights and the beautiful hand-painted sign above the door.
Oh yes, I know what you mean. It does look inviting. What did you think of it?
Susan, you would not believe the evening we had. To say it was disappointing is an understatement. I won't be going back in a hurry.
Oh really? Why's that?
Well, first of all, the service was pretty poor. We had to wait over 40 minutes for our table. The waitress didn't seem to know what she was doing, and she even tried to serve us the wrong meals at one point. I felt sorry for the waiters and waitresses, as it was chaos in there with people being pushed and shoved onto tables. There didn't seem to be a booking system at all.
That must have been embarrassing to watch.
Everything was so slow. We were waiting for almost an hour for our first course to arrive. If it hadn't been for the company I was with, I would have left.
That doesn't sound very good for a new restaurant.
And that's not all. I'd ordered a steak cooked medium rare. When it finally arrived, it was just raw and cold in the middle. There was no way I could eat it like that, so I asked them to take it back to the kitchen. The waitress returned with the same steak, and the chef had burnt it to a crisp. Needless to say, we didn't leave a tip.
That's a shame. Well, thanks for the heads up. I think I'll avoid going to the restaurant then.
I think that's a good idea. Why don't you try the new Japanese restaurant on Main Street instead? The fish is always fresh and the service is far better than at the bistro.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Hello, Joe. I've joined the new gym and have put my name down for the running classes. As I am a new member, I can invite a friend to come with me for a trial, so I thought about you.
What? You have joined the gym? Really?
Yes. I was reading an article about how running is really good for you. There are apparently 11 science-based facts about running. What do you say? Are you up for the challenge?
Oh, I don't know. You know I don't really enjoy exercise. I always hated physical education at school.
Well, I've read that you experience an exhilarated sensation after a long run or a jog. That rush of feel-good hormones for just 30 minutes of walking can instantly lift your mood. Imagine how much better you'd feel if you ran.
Yeah, I see your point, but I'm still not sure about it. Would I need to get special running shoes? I can't really afford new ones right now.
You must have a pair of trainers. If you come and running does make you happy, you can invest in a more scientific pair.
I've heard that running has some benefits for your brain. In fact, a recent study published in London's Journal of Physiology shows that running can help you develop massive cognitive gains. Running enhances the human brain.
You sound like you're coming round to the idea of coming with me. I've also read that running can improve your memory, as well as ensuring that you're having regular aerobic exercise.
Running certainly does have a lot of health benefits. And I'm sure we would have a lot of fun if we went to the classes together.
There is abundance of studies that prove that running helps the heart function. You never know, you may even manage a marathon.
Okay, Sam, you've convinced me. Lace up. Let's hit the road.
Now listen to the conversation again. Hello, Joe. I've joined the new gym and have put my name down for the running classes. As I am a new member, I can invite a friend to come with me for a trial, so I thought about you.
What? You have joined the gym? Really?
Yes. I was reading an article about how running is really good for you. There are apparently 11 science-based facts about running. What do you say? Are you up for the challenge?
Oh, I don't know. You know I don't really enjoy exercise. I always hated physical education at school.
Well, I've read that you experience an exhilarated sensation after a long run or a jog. That rush of feel-good hormones for just 30 minutes of walking can instantly lift your mood. Imagine how much better you'd feel if you ran.
Yeah, I see your point, but I'm still not sure about it. Would I need to get special running shoes? I can't really afford new ones right now.
You must have a pair of trainers. If you come and running does make you happy, you can invest in a more scientific pair.
I've heard that running has some benefits for your brain. In fact, a recent study published in London's Journal of Physiology shows that running can help you develop massive cognitive gains. Running enhances the human brain.
You sound like you're coming round to the idea of coming with me. I've also read that running can improve your memory, as well as ensuring that you're having regular aerobic exercise.
Running certainly does have a lot of health benefits, and I'm sure we would have a lot of fun if we went to the classes together.
There is abundance of studies that prove that running helps the heart function. You never know, you may even manage a marathon.
Okay, Sam, you've convinced me. Lace up. Let's hit the road.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear a debate and a discussion. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both the debate and discussion. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to the debate. You'll hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
The subject of our debate today is, should we eat meat? And in the studio with us, Australian chef and author Adrian Richardson and environmentalist Philippa Woolen. So why don't we start with you, Adrian?
Thank you, Jenny. Well, funnily enough, I was raised on a meat-free diet, as half my family is vegetarian. But that all changed one Sunday afternoon at the age of 2, when I was at my grandmother's, who is on the meat-eating side of my family. She gave me a piece of chicken, which I happily devoured.
Eating too much meat is a common but dangerous dietary problem in modern society. A study led by leading scientists at Harvard found that even eating small portions of meat, particularly red meat, are likely to increase your chances of dying from a number of causes, including cardiovascular disease, and dramatically increases your chance of getting type 2 diabetes. There is also a link between eating red and processed meat and developing bowel cancer in later life. You can replace some of the meat in your diet with non-meat sources of protein. Beans, legumes, whole grains, and dairy products all contain protein.
Eating meat is natural. It's in our instincts. That's how we evolved and survived for thousands of years and helped us to prosper. Are you going to tell people in tribal villages who depend on hunting animals for survival that they have to be vegetarian?
The issue with this is that we are reaching a situation where if we don't change the way we are living, we are all going to be in very serious trouble and we won't have the privilege of making many choices. The animal industry produces more greenhouse gases than all of transportation combined and is the number one contributor to deforestation. Each year, we consume 50 billion land animals. If any other organism did this, a biologist would call it a virus. All of our actions have consequences, and it's time that we start taking responsibility for them.
Now listen to the debate again.
The subject of our debate today is, should we eat meat? And in the studio with us, Australian chef and author Adrian Richardson and environmentalist Philippa Woolen. So why don't we start with you, Adrian?
Thank you, Jenny. Well, funnily enough, I was raised on a meat-free diet, as half my family is vegetarian. But that all changed one Sunday afternoon at the age of 2, when I was at my grandmother's, who is on the meat-eating side of my family. She gave me a piece of chicken, which I happily devoured.
Eating too much meat is a common but dangerous dietary problem in modern society. A study led by leading scientists at Harvard found that even eating small portions of meat, particularly red meat, are likely to increase your chances of dying from a number of causes, including cardiovascular disease, and dramatically increases your chance of getting type 2 diabetes. There is also a link between eating red and processed meat and developing bowel cancer in later life. You can replace some of the meat in your diet with non-meat sources of protein. Beans, legumes, whole grains, and dairy products all contain protein.
Eating meat is natural. It's in our instincts. That's how we evolved and survived for thousands of years and helped us to prosper. Are you going to tell people in tribal villages who depend on hunting animals for survival that they have to be vegetarian?
The issue with this is that we are reaching a situation where if we don't change the way we are living, we are all going to be in very serious trouble and we won't have the privilege of making many choices. The animal industry produces more greenhouse gases than all of transportation combined and is the number one contributor to deforestation. Each year we consume 50 billion land animals. If any other organism did this, a biologist would call it a virus. All of our actions have consequences, and it's time that we start taking responsibility for them.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Good evening, everybody. Does the internet do more harm than good? Our discussion today is on the power of the internet and what it can be used for. The internet has spread across the world at a tremendous rate and has radically changed the way we live our lives. Let's hear from our first caller.
I think the internet is a fantastic tool that we can use to bring people together. With social networks such as Facebook, catching up with friends overseas has never been easier. We used to have to send letters in the post and wait for the arrival and again for a response. Now we can instantaneously chat, no matter where we are in the world.
This belief that the internet is bringing people together is simply an illusion. You see people out in cafes and restaurants, apparently there in order to socialise together, but they are all glued to their smartphones and ignoring each other. Surely we were better off at a time when there was less technology and we were forced to engage with one another face to face. I think this has the potential to damage families and friendships and tear them apart.
The internet has enabled everyone to express themselves about topics which relate to them on a personal level. People can share in open discussions, debates, and share opinions in ways that weren't really available before.
People may be able to spread positive messages of equality and peace, but it can just as easily be used to spread hate and violence. Bullying on social media is becoming more of a serious problem every year. In my opinion, the internet has just provided an anonymous platform for people to be mean to one another.
Well, I think that the benefits will outweigh the negative. Every individual now has the ability to create their own business and work from home.
One important thing people are forgetting is the threat to privacy. People share a great amount of their personal information on the web. With the expanse of the internet comes the increase in cyber criminals and information theft. Also, hackers can hide their identities, making it very difficult to prosecute them.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good evening, everybody. Does the internet do more harm than good? Our discussion today is on the power of the internet and what it can be used for. The internet has spread across the world at a tremendous rate and has radically changed the way we live our lives. Let's hear from our first caller.
I think the internet is a fantastic tool that we can use to bring people together. With social networks such as Facebook, catching up with friends overseas has never been easier. We used to have to send letters in the post and wait for the arrival and again for a response. Now we can instantaneously chat, no matter where we are in the world.
This belief that the internet is bringing people together is simply an illusion. You see people out in cafes and restaurants, apparently there in order to socialise together, but they are all glued to their smartphones and ignoring each other. Surely we were better off at a time when there was less technology and we were forced to engage with one another face to face. I think this has the potential to damage families and friendships and tear them apart.
The internet has enabled everyone to express themselves about topics which relate to them on a personal level. People can share in open discussions, debates, and share opinions in ways that weren't really available before.
People may be able to spread positive messages of equality and peace, but it can just as easily be used to spread hate and violence. Bullying on social media is becoming more of a serious problem every year. In my opinion, the internet has just provided an anonymous platform for people to be mean to one another.
Well, I think that the benefits will outweigh the negative. Every individual now has the ability to create their own business and work from home.
One important thing people are forgetting is the threat to privacy. People share a great amount of their personal information on the web. With the expanse of the internet comes the increase in cyber criminals and information theft. Also, hackers can hide their identities, making it very difficult to prosecute them.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.